Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, that was what? What was that? What did we experience last night? What was that? What was that? Was it a dumpster fire? Was it awesome? Was it a nightmare? Were you cringing the whole time? On a scale from 1 to 10, how uncomfortable were you? Were you like, that's my boy Trump, man. He's a fighter. He fought. He's not going to take anything from anybody. It's two against one. What do you expect? You got Chris Wallace on one side and, Joe Biden on the same side. And then they're after Trump. And you know, I don't think he did hardly any debate prep. And Biden actually had done a lot, memorized a lot of stuff. You could tell when he was kind of in that glossed over. I'm going to tell you now exactly what I've been working on for the last 2 months so that you can hear my answer and I can make sure I have all the political points and say all the right things that try to equate with my website, you know, that kind of stuff. So that was going on. And it was just, crazy. And Chris Wallace, what a massive disappointment. I saw this funny meme. I put it up on social media earlier today. It's Chris Wallace out there with his hands out, you know, because he's trying to control things because he's Chris Wallace, the moderator. And gentlemen, remember that I'll be debating the president as well. No kidding. No kidding. That was disgusting. I was like, oh my, really? And just when you think Joe Biden's going to put his foot in his mouth, Chris Wallace comes in and changes the subject or does something. I mean, it was really just crazy. And I'm not making any excuses. Was that a typical Trump performance? No, I think it was. I'd have to go back and look at some of the primary debates and then the presidential debates with him and Hillary. And that was contentious and pretty back and, a lot interrupting. But I don't think anything like last night. And I think one of the things that happened last night when he's got Joe Biden across the stage, who really won't look at him. Joe Biden's focused on the camera and Chris Wallace the whole time. And all of a sudden, I think Joe Biden was kind of the manifestation in one person of everything that Trump's been dealing with for the past 4 years. Knowing that Biden was in the room at least once with Obama and the Russian collusion hoax and Crossfire and the dossier, the Steele dossier and all that mess. And all of a sudden, he's got 4 years of all this stuff he's been dealing with condensed down into one guy named Joe Biden. And I think that was part of it. And Trump hasn't had to do a debate situation like this. And you can say, well, hey, he's been dealing with negative, hyper-negative attack dog media for the last 3.5 years, which he has. But that's a little different because in that situation, in a press conference, when he decides to take questions, he's clearly in control. In a press conference situation, he'll decide who he talks to. And when he's done with you, he's done with you and he moves to the next person. Last night, he didn't have that opportunity because you had Chris Wallace in there, the spoiler, who's supposed to be a moderator, but he isn't. Okay, remember that. Chris Wallace is not a moderator. Okay, then what is he? What is he? Well, he's a partisan, clearly. I mean, the guy's just a partisan. That's what he is. He's a registered Democrat. I have a very smart friend, seminary grad, brilliant guy, Bill Roach, who put this up. I thought this was great. Quote, there's been a long trend by the registered Democrat Chris Wallace to engage in the debate rather than moderate a debate. Look at his track record on Fox and Friends. I've almost quit watching Wallace on Fox because he's not a conservative, and in any debate format, he always sides against Trump, regardless of what you think of Trump or the conservative. That said, what you saw by Wallace was intentional and by design. Wallace thrives on chaos. His Sunday Fox and Friends is chaotic each week with any two guests he interviews. He's no victim of circumstance. He's a bad moderator with a double standard. So he put up a little meme. The first 2020 presidential debate. Donald Trump debates Chris Wallace. 2 hours of snarky accusations and arguments from Chris Wallace directed towards Donald Trump while Joe Biden mentally drifts off into Neverland. September 29th at 9 p.m. In parentheses, Joe Biden will be there but will be fumbling with his earpiece and waiting for instructions while Chris Wallace attacks the president. And, you sort of go, okay, I get where that's coming from. And that's exactly what happened. Chris Wallace was not a moderator. He was an instigator and a co-conspirator. He's a registered Democrat. He hates Trump. That's really obvious when you watch Chris Wallace on Fox News. Just because on Fox, just don't assume that he's a conservative, because he isn't. He's a registered Democrat, and he's a liberal. But Fox, you know, so they can say fair and balanced and not be completely dishonest in that assessment, has people like that on the network. Matt Walsh, who's on the Blaze, or not with Blaze, he's with Ben Shapiro. He said this last night. This was shortly after the debate ended. Great blogger, great communicator, Matt Walsh. Biden wasn't great, but didn't have a major dementia moment. Trump was Trump. Wallace was annoying. Nobody has any idea what anyone said. No arguments were made. Everyone thinks their guy won. Nobody will remember any of this by Saturday. Nothing matters. That's my recap. Go, okay. So partially, okay, I get that. This is from Lee Carter. She's a pollster. She does one of the pollsters that does the dialing things, right? So she's got a crowd together, a mixed crowd, and then they have their little dials that they do as they watch the debate. So she was discussing this on Fox and Friends this morning. Voters, for the most part, felt like nobody won, she said. When I asked who they thought won last night, a third said Biden, a third said Trump, and a third said no one, Carter told host Steve Ducey. I've never seen a third of the people who watched the debate think that no one won. And I think that was the general sentiment of independent voters. I think that was the general sentiment of people who were undecided. She went on to say, I think if you were already shored up on Trump, you thought you'd see the best in him. If you're shored up on Biden, you saw the best of him. But for the most part, I think people really felt like nobody won last night. And I think, I mean, my position is it was a better night for Biden than it was for Trump, simply because Biden didn't have a meltdown moment, completely losing his train of thought and going into that kind of sad, heartbreaking, I don't know if it's dementia or onset dementia. I don't know what it is. You could see it start a couple of times. You know, it's 200,000, 200 million. What number he's going to go with here? And then miraculously, Chris Wallace would step in and rescue him. So it was like this little dance going on between those two guys, and then Trump losing his mind on the other side of the stage, massively frustrated, angry, pent up, 4 years of this mess, and I challenge any of us to do any better. I've got all kinds of great armchair quarterback answers that I wish he had used. He didn't tout his record nearly enough. He was on the offensive. He wasn't really touting his record. He was just trying to disrupt Biden, and then Biden just didn't have an opportunity to destroy himself. And then Biden, you know, if you talk about Trump being unpresidential, what is Biden? Clown, liar, worst president in history, all that kind of stuff. Talking to a sitting U.S. president. It was really remarkable. But that's just my opinion. What about you? 866-348-7884. Dying to hear what you thought of last night. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Interesting. For those of you on Facebook Live, do me a favor and just come up with one word to describe last night. And if you want to hyphenate it, like dumpster fire, is that two words or is that hyphenated? I have to look that up. So one word for my friends on Facebook Live, just one word to describe last night, okay? And then for you, if you're on Facebook Live or on radio, I've been reading social media since late last night. I didn't get much sleep. I've been looking at stuff all day today. I had a couple of classes I was teaching, talking to my students about it. And the students in both of my classes thought Joe Biden did way better than they expected him to. They're kind of waiting for that elderly, the record is skipping, all those kinds of problems. And just when you thought he was going to do it, he did it a couple times. But just when you thought it was really going to unravel, his partner in crime, Chris Wallace, would jump in. And overall, I mean, let's separate some things out here so that we remember. Okay, I try to talk about this often. There's my spirit life as a follower of Jesus Christ. Then there's my flesh. My flesh was all engaged last night in the political aspects of it, the ramifications of it. Like I said on the show yesterday, I believe this election really is about an existential threat to the future of the country. Okay? My gospel side was just grieving the whole time. It was grieving over Chris Wallace not doing his job. It was grieving over Joe Biden, who's clearly past his prime. It was grieving over Joe Biden's just clear, obvious, obnoxious disrespect for the office of the president. It was grieving over the way Trump just kept going and going and going, wouldn't dial it back, wouldn't pull back at all, no self-control whatsoever. And I know some people are going, well, you know, baptize the whole thing. We're in a fight. This is a fight. He brought a knife to a knife fight. That's why we hired him. He's a fighter. So you excuse everything. Really? There's nothing in your spirit that laments over what you saw last night? If you're a Christian and nothing bugged you last night, I think that's a problem. Anytime we see individuals treating each other poorly, we should grieve as Christians. Again, I'm separating out my politics and my Christianity right quick. I should grieve as a Christian just to see people treat each other that way. Okay? That's a gospel reaction. That's a lament. And then also at the same time, angered about lies, angered about Chris Wallace not doing his job, the lack of justice there, all that kind of stuff. Okay? I'm just saying, have a well-rounded response. If your response is only political and you're a follower of Jesus Christ, that's an issue. Okay? And I'm saying that because I love you. Just telling you the truth. But I do want to hear from you and what you thought of last night's debate. If you want to give me one word for it, that's fine. Who won? What do you think? Did it change your vote? Especially if maybe you're still undecided at this point. There's not many people undecided in this country right now. 3, 5, 6%, okay, that are actually going to vote are undecided. Republicans are going to vote Republican. Democrats are going to vote Democrat. I think you're going to see some peeling away of African Americans, but what did you think? What was your response? If you want to start with one word to describe last night, that's fine. But we'd love to hear from you on last night's debate or dumpster fire, however you want to come at it. 866-348-7884 is our number, as always. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Really want to hear from you as to what you thought of last night's debate. And there's all the analysis. When we said this yesterday, of course, the mainstream media is going to come right out and say Biden won because all he had to do is stay vertical and not completely go off into the ether somewhere. And he didn't. He had a touch of it here and there. But overall, he did. What about you? I think he did much better. He did much better than I expected him to do. No question about it. So if you want to talk about Biden, you can do that. If you want to talk about Trump, how Trump handled it, you want to talk about Chris Wallace, I'll leave that up to you. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. My favorite political analyst out there, Steve Dace, who's on the show every once in a while, and we stay in contact a lot via text. He had some response last night just to somebody that wants Trump to win. And then he did more response this morning as a political analyst. And remember, back in 2015, he was on Ted Cruz's team trying to defeat Trump. And then he actually wrote Ted Cruz in 2016. He actually didn't vote for Trump. He's going to vote for Trump in November. But I think he's one of the smartest political analysts out there, full of the Holy Spirit. So I'm like, I got all kinds of stuff to work with there. Okay, that's good. So just curious, your thoughts on last night's debate. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Woodley calling in. Woodley, how are you calling in all the way from San Jose, California? How are you? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing well.
All right, so last night, what are your thoughts?
It was, as a person who, I dibble and dabble in the politics and just being a Christian, and it was kind of sad to see not only, and I just felt that, first, historically, Trump is not a great debater. He didn't debate great against Hillary. I think his strong suit is his one-liners, his jabs, and of course his famous retort of, you would be in jail.
That's kind of
his thing. He's never been a great debater, but I do have to say that Chris Wallace, he's a known never Trumper. He is. I believe he's a registered Democrat.
He is.
And so I felt because of how he was moderating the whole debate, there was just a lot of trap questions. There wasn't a lot of follow through with Biden, especially when Trump brought up the 3.5 million from the mayor of the mayor of Moscow. the Hunter Biden and the Ukraine, the payments of Ukraine, and then the worst part is when Biden said the Antifa was an idea.
And
for me, I was like, are you kidding me? 100 days in Portland, people just rioting, looting, and all that other stuff. It's just an idea. The FBI, the CIA, everyone has you know, their hooks on Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. And for these people to put out, it's an idea. And Chris Wallace not following up and saying, hey, sir, they're more than an idea. We've seen them in action.
Yeah, what do you mean by that? That's like Jerry Nadler. Exactly. There were a couple of conservative guys, Woodley, that caught up with Jerry Nadler outside Congress out in the street one day, and they're talking to him about Antifa's activities in Portland and Oregon. And he literally, in Portland and Seattle, he literally goes, that's not happening. That's just a myth.
It's a myth. And this is the narrative that the media puts out there. And even about the Proud Boys, they keep hammering about Charlottesville and the hoax of, oh, there were fine people on both sides, and he already denounced white supremacy.
That's right.
He denounced the KKK. He put them on the domestic terrorist list, for goodness sake. I mean, it's like, and they keep asking him these 2016 questions, and then they put the Proud Boys, which is led by an Afro-Cuban man, and they call them a white supremacist group.
Yeah,
and
pretty amazing.
It's just, you know, so for me, Trump was just, I think Trump was just trying to rattle Biden, rattle him, and it worked in some areas. It didn't work in the optics.
Yeah, and I think now you mentioned this, Woody, if it weren't for Chris Wallace, I think that would have worked. But Chris Wallace was stepping up in front and taking bullets and providing cover for
big time
for Biden, which you know and which you mentioned, and I mentioned it too. He's a registered Democrat. What do you expect, Woody? Great call, great points. Thanks so much.
All right, bye bye.
Bye-bye. When we come back, we'll get to you, Monique, in Greensboro. We'll get to Casey. If you want to call in just about last night, 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back.
So if you're happy in your stuff, and if 10% enough, stay away.
Welcome back. This is Steve Noble. The Steve Noble Show, just following up on last night's debate. Dumpster fire, knife fight, anarchy. Was it Democratic anarchy? Was it debate anarchy? What was that? It was very 2020, was it not? Certainly it was that. And I think a lot of frustration that's been building up in President Trump for years now. And then Biden, I think in many ways, is a manifestation of that. And the Russian collusion stuff. And Biden was in that room at least once or twice with Obama early on when all that stuff started to ramp up. It just kind of went from there. And Chris Wallace is a registered Democrat. He was clearly protecting his stock, his investment in Joe Biden as a Democrat. That was so obvious. The guy should never moderate ever again. It was pathetic. Talk about no journalistic integrity. Holy cow, that was really frustrating. So what's your thought? What's your take? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Monique, sorry to hold you through the break. Go right ahead. Thanks for calling.
Oh, that's okay. God bless you, and just thank God for someone that loves God sincerely. I just can be very succinct. Madness. I didn't hear every word, every syllable enough to know madness. I only just want to say, because I'm speechless otherwise, as kind of idea, kind of, I don't even know this word, solid, practical solution as it sounds to be, just a true heartfelt prayer for total divine intervention for both of them. Biden, overall, I've learned that in spite of every discernible thing, I'm not black, even though I actually am black, because I wouldn't vote for him.
Right.
I'm not going to vote for him.
Goodness.
Donald Trump, I'm still reeling over that. Donald Trump, I so desperately wish, I know there are some people around him that are sincere believers, that he also would just get inundated beyond all his power, beyond all his defense mechanisms, beyond all his humanness, to say the best, that he would just receive a supernatural revelation from God. All of this sounds wishful and euphemistic because we don't see it happen on that level very much, but it's been madness. I feel sorry for both of them, and that's all I can say.
Yeah, I think that's great. Monique, thanks so much for calling in. That's wonderful words of wisdom and a great gospel hope, and I appreciate that. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you so much. We can't let go of it, even though humanly it looks like there's more than
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's right.
Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much.
You're welcome. God bless you. You too. Thanks so much. 866-348-7884 if you want to chime in about last night's debate, whichever way you want to go at it. And by the way, if you happen to be somebody that actually hasn't decided yet, there's not a lot of you out there, but if you actually haven't decided yet, I'd love for you to call in and share your reaction to last night, assuming you watched it. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. We lost Casey. Let's go to Barbara over in High Point, North Carolina. Barbara, thanks so much for calling. Go right ahead.
Okay. I watched it last night. I didn't expect any better out of Chris Wallace. I think he's a little jerk. He's exactly like his father, Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace was a big-mouth, liberal, know-nothing, do-nothing guy. And Fox, he's some of the dead wood that Fox needs to get rid of. Mm. But anyway, Joe Biden, he was jacked up on something. He stood up there grinning like some nut. And I thought, you know, got him jacked up on something. Because nobody behaves like he did, and he was so rude to President Trump. And President Trump works for free. I don't know of anybody in my life. I worked for AT&T and Western Electric almost 32 years.
Yeah.
And I expected a paycheck when I did my time on the job. But he does not take a salary. He didn't need all this aggravation that he's gone through. He was a well-to-do man that could have enjoyed his life without all this mess going on. But really prayed a lot for President Trump, that God would give him wisdom and let Trump know that God Almighty has his hand on him. I really think he does.
Yeah.
And anyway, I just, Chris Wallace, he did cover for Biden last night.
What are you doing,
you little creep?
he was totally in the tank the whole time. Yeah, that was so obvious.
Yes, he was, and I just did not like it one bit. I think Joe Biden would be a disaster. I think he doesn't even know where he is.
Yeah, that's a sad thing. Barbara, I appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much for sharing today.
All right, have a good evening.
You too. God bless you. And, you know, and Chris Wallace, that to me, I'm trying to filter everything through a biblical worldview. And I'd love to hear from you, by the way, on what you thought last night. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Did it make a dent in you? Did it cement you deeper into your position? What do you think? Was it disappointing? I think a lot of us were disappointed. I was disappointed in the overall tone. I don't mind the back and forth. I don't mind some aggressiveness, but I think that was out of control. And if as a Christian, self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. Okay. If Donald Trump's a Christian, he's a baby Christian. So I don't expect a whole lot of him after 55 plus years of living a certain way. That sanctification doesn't happen overnight. But in many ways, I was just cringing, going, okay, well, this is just where we're at. And it was in terms of 2020, it was like right on the money, right? Right on the mark. Steve Dace, my buddy Steve Dace on The Blaze. He was writing this, not as analyst hat, I'll get to that, but just as someone who wants Trump to win. I found much of his performance last night to be a reminder of why I opposed him so vehemently. Steve worked for Ted Cruz in the primaries, okay? Down the stretch of the primary process and all the way to the convention floor with free delegates. And also why I didn't vote for him in the general election last time. But he is voting for him this time, by the way. If I had not seen with my own eyes the things he and his administration have done the last 4 years, which I support, and if the Democrats had not made it plain who they really are and what they really intend to do, I wouldn't vote for him this election either based on a performance like last night. If we were in normal times, my analysis afterwards would have been pretty catastrophic. However, I keep having to check myself that these are not normal times. I have to keep remembering this guy won the GOP primary by saying things and behaving in ways that caused me to eject on him when I was seriously contemplating signing up. I needed to be reminded that I thought he was anywhere from terrible to meh in the three debates with Hillary last time, but he's president now and she's not. As an analyst, I need to see things as they really are and not as I prefer them to be, or at least I do if I want to be intellectually honest. So while on a personal level, as someone who wants to see Trump win on November 3rd, I'm disheartened by last night's performance. When I put my analyst hat back on, I have to remember that history with Trump has taught me to be careful with projecting. Already before I fell asleep last night, by the way, did you hear this? This is amazing. Trump, after the debate, Hispanics on a Telemundo poll. Hispanics favored Trump after the debate 66-34 over Biden. And Trump only got about 36-37% of the Hispanic vote in 2016. That's a huge flop after that debate. I've never seen a Republican get a response from Hispanics after a debate like that, especially when polled by Telemundo. So those are mostly liberals, which is most Hispanics. We did a show on that last week. While personally my worldview clearly prefers a president who inspires us better than what we saw last night, this world or these times may see things differently. We shall see, and I hope they do. Otherwise, the unforeseen forces that necromanced Biden will win this election. And that, friends, is mega serious. I cannot overstate how important this election is. Existential threat to the future of the United States. And I have to put aside things about Trump I don't like and give credence and respect and honor and weight to the things that he's actually done. That's what makes my vote personally easy. Let's go to Norm, who's calling in from Charlotte. Norm, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I was just calling. I wanted to just kind of ask, I guess, or mention that why are so many people making excuses for Trump? And I think we have video to back up that if we look at his performance, I think it was referenced in the letter that you just read, that this is who he is.
Yeah.
This is what he's done in previous debates. And when we look at Biden, we have debates on Biden, and I know he's been spirited in the past too, but never like this.
Sure.
So, like, why do we make excuses and blame Chris Wallace of all people? And then my second part of the question is, what does it take? Like, how bad does your behavior have to be before it disqualifies you from being president?
Like, which is a great question. Yeah, Norm, those are both great points. I mean, first of all, I'm a big fan of personal responsibility. So I hold all three of them 100% responsible for their actions, for their words, for their demeanor, the way they treat each other, the way they treat a presidential debate environment. And there's things about all three of them. I mean, I could go on all day. I could go on for hours complaining about the things that I, especially when I hold up a biblical standard. Holy cow, what a train wreck on all three of them. So there's that. And as a Christian who's a conservative who voted for Trump before, and I'm going to vote for him again, I have to own that. It's kind of like dealing with our own country. If you're not willing to own our garbage, while at the same time also being able to effectively talk about the good things that America has done, because it is a mixed bag. I think it's definitely more good than bad, but the bad is pretty bad. And you got to be willing to own that stuff, especially as a Christian, Norm, that, and you may, I don't know how often you listen to the show, but I often say, listen, our job as prophetic witnesses of the word and Jesus Christ is to dial out the truth. And it shouldn't matter who's standing at the plate, whether it's Donald Trump on the left or Joe Biden on the right side of the stage or Chris Wallace. We apply the truth evenly to everybody, and you'll know you're doing it right because most people will get upset with you at some point. Norm, on the other side of the break, I'm going to hit your other question. That's a great one, but thanks for calling in.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. So we'll do that on the other side of the break. Great questions from Norm. Toby, if you can hold. Laura, if you can hold, I'll get to you right after the break as well. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. TheSteveNobleShow.com is the website. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook right here in the studio right now. Our really cool studio with some red backdrop lighting today because that was a pretty aggressive event last night. And I wanted to echo something, and then I'm going to get to my callers right quick. I wanted to echo something from my friend Kent on Facebook Live. They go, hey, listen, if we're going to be honest, that was a mess last night. Now, you want to baptize it. You want to say, hey, that was a fight. We need a fighter. That's why we hired him to be a fighter. Okay, I get that. But last night, really? That doesn't bug you at all? It bugged me. That level of incivility, a lack of control, totally in the tank, quote-unquote moderator Chris Wallace. That was embarrassing and horrendous. That was unfair, unequal weights and measures. There's all kinds of things. But the way that they talked over each other and interrupted it was just brutal. Can you be tough and follow some rules that you agreed to, even if you're opponent? Because Joe Biden was trying to keep it on the rails, and if Trump had just kind of gotten closer to playing by the rules, Biden would have too. And I think Trump missed a lot of opportunities. He missed a lot of opportunities because he's too engaged in the knife fight to step back and go, okay, you know what his best knife is? It isn't just personal attacks and being a tough guy and running the room. It's his record. And you can also deal with COVID in that. That's easy. But that's not exactly what happened. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. There's Toby who didn't want to hold on that long, which I understand. Let's go to Laura right here in Raleigh. Laura, thanks for calling. You're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
How are we doing?
Get your pretty good.
Speakerphone. Sorry.
That's fine.
Sorry. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you ready?
Okay, sorry. What it stuck, I mean, it all kind of was off the rails to me. Not all, but 90% of it. Mike Wallace was definitely biased. Definitely rooting for Biden. And stuck out to me that, one of the things was Joe Biden's lies. That is not talking, Trump was telling about what his son had done.
Yeah.
And he said, that is a lie. No, it's not. And people know that.
Yeah, right. You
know?
Yep.
So even then he made himself look like, I don't know how else he was supposed to answer that because Trump caught him off guard, which is fine, which is a good idea.
Was it a frustrating experience for you last night, Laura?
Was it what? I'm sorry?
Frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, cut the mess and, let's talk about what are you planning on doing? What are you planning on doing?
Yeah.
So this back and forth, childish thing, and Chris Wallace was in it too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh yeah, all three are players in this one. You can't blame one of them over the other ones. They all had their own personal responsibility. All right, Laura, thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate you holding for so long. Sorry, I had to hold you through the break.
Thank you for what you do. Appreciate it. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you so much.
All right, Laura.
Bye bye. Bye bye. And these go. Yeah, everybody. I mean, own your stuff. Own your stuff. Okay, let's go back to my friend Steve Dace. So here, now he's got his analyst hat on, okay? If you came into this debate heavily favoring one candidate, you probably favor them now even more. But if you came into this debate undecided, you probably prefer not to have to decide. So a pause button there, I think, for the very few people that are actually undecided already. These are just some main points from Dace. Trump missed numerous opportunities. I'm going to try to get him on the show Friday. Trump missed numerous opportunities to better articulate his record. That's so true. As well as hit Biden on issues people care about. And Hunter Biden isn't one of them. I think that Hunter Biden matters a little bit. Just because it shows the hypocrisy when they're hammering Trump on all this supposed Russia stuff, which is garbage. While the Biden family and Hunter himself is profiting like crazy. And $3.5 million from the mayor's wife in Moscow? You know, the home of Vladimir Putin, Red Square. Okay, so don't give me the holier than thou stuff, Joe. Your family's so wrapped up in the stuff, it's a joke. Biden hurt his case that he's the adult in the room, the steady hand, and the man to return America to normalcy and decency. He took the bait from Trump, and instead of rising above the trolling, as a lot of undecided voters would prefer, he went with the Young Turks route. He called Trump a clown, a racist, a liar, and the worst president we've ever had, all in the same debate. Another point, I typically think that complaining about biased debate moderators as a conservative is a cliche, right? We usually say that. However, Steve said, Chris Wallace was even worse than I thought he was going to be. He was both biased and unprofessional and ineffective. Other than that, he has a wonderful singing voice. Point number six, Trump clearly believed that pestering and antagonizing Biden would cause a dementia-provoked meltdown. The exact opposite was the case. By challenging Biden head-on and often personally, the testosterone kicks in, as does the adrenaline, where Biden has been mentally faltering is when he is to give specifics on public policy. That's an old Rush Limbaugh thing. When Rush Limbaugh has a really wild liberal call-in, and people are like, why don't you interrupt him? He's like, hey, the best thing you can do for your case is let the person talk. That's what I thought. However, here's an asterisk in this plan, let Biden talk. And sooner or later, the gaffes will come out. You squeeze a lemon, you're going to get lemon juice. You squeeze Joe Biden, sooner or later you're going to get gaffes, which is a problem. And I do feel bad about that because of his age. But Trump just kept going at him, which gets Biden's back up, which is going to give him more internal vigor, like Steve Dace was talking about. And then you throw Chris Wallace in there. That's the asterisk. So just when I think Biden's going to go down that road, Wallace jumps in there and saves him. It is ridiculous. Tonight sent voters a message they may not have wanted to hear. This is Steve Dace. You're not going to get any better from these two men than what you already know. They're both almost 80 and finished products. So it really comes down to this. This is very smart. Okay. Listen, you have to decide if what you don't like about Donald Trump is worth turning the country over to communists or not. I'm going to say that again. You have to decide if what you don't like about Donald Trump is worth turning the country over to communists or not. That's it, Steve Dace writes. Nothing more and nothing less. There's nothing more aspirational taking place than that. Mere survival. I wish that wasn't the case, but it is what it is. Steve Dace. If you don't follow him, you should. D-E-A-C-E. Brilliant guy, follower of Jesus Christ. And that's the challenge. It's an existential threat. Can you separate your view, and I can, and I do not feel any conviction by the Holy Spirit that I'm doing something wrong. I acknowledge, and then let me get back to the other caller's question. I acknowledge, because this was the point, how low does the personal character, sorry, I forgot to get back to your question. How low does the personal character go before it disqualifies them from office? It's a great question. We wrestled with that, and many of us conservative evangelicals back during the Bill Clinton days were like, character matters. Remember, we kind of came up with that. Character matters. This dirtbag's having an illicit affair with his 19-year-old intern in the Oval Office, the stained dress, all that mess. Character matters until it doesn't. Depends on whose ox is getting gored, right? So we love executive orders when it's our guy issuing them. When it's the other team's guy issuing executive orders, that's abuse of power. That's where we can become, I can become, you can become intellectually dishonest. Back to the Old Testament, that's unequal weights and measures. Again, you want to do the Christian thing in the world of politics, right? You be a prophet of God's word and a prophet of God's truth, and you apply it equally. You don't put one on a pedestal and the other under a microscope, okay? You put them all under a microscope, and then your filter is the word of God as best as you can ascertain the truth of God's word and then apply it to scripture, okay? So when you do that, I don't care if it's Trump or Obama or Biden or a Democrat or a Republican liberal conservative, which is why they killed the prophets. They killed them. Why? Because they brought the truth to bear and were not respecters of people or party. And that's our role. Back to the character question. Okay, does character matter? Yes, it does. Is it the deciding factor? No, it is not. Otherwise, you would hire Jimmy Carter over and over again. Sweet man. I believe he loved the Lord. He loves the Lord. Sunday school teacher, farmer, salt of the earth. Just seems like a really moral, nice guy. And he was a train wreck as a president. So at that point, if I'm going to hire, let's talk about this. I think I talked about this yesterday. If I'm hiring somebody and you come into my studio here and you're in for a job interview and you're like, hey, Steve, I really try to do the right thing. I love people. I serve at the soup kitchen. I tithe 20%. Okay, that's wonderful. You're obviously a godly young man or woman. That's wonderful. Super great. Let's talk about your job qualifications. Like, tell me about your experience. Well, I've never actually had a job in the media world at all, and I've been serving Chick-fil-A for a couple of years, I don't really like media. I don't listen to the radio. I'm not really involved in politics. I was like, okay, well, you're not qualified. You're a great guy, but you're not qualified. You're a moral person, but you would be bad in here. You don't have the experience. Okay, so if you want to just use character, go find the greatest people out there that most closely represent the Lord and their character and put them in the White House. But that is no guarantee whatsoever that they can actually do the job. And I don't vote for a president to set a moral compass. I vote for a president to do the job and to hopefully do the job that helps the most people. Okay? And in this case, there is no question based on results and position and party platform as to who I vote for. No doubt about it. While decrying many aspects of Donald Trump's character, I am thankful. I thank God for a whole long laundry list of good things that they've accomplished while he's been in the White House, including unbelievable leaps forward for the African-American community that Joe Biden or no Democrat in the last 60 years has done. So if Donald Trump's a racist, he's the worst racist in America. It's preposterous. Use your mind. Think. Set aside party. Deal with truth and results and make a good hiring decision. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.